A surprising issue. The stamp collecting report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. The U.S. Postal Service has just announced it will issue a stamp honoring Lady Bird Johnson in December. The former First Lady was born 100 years ago that month. The Postal Service, though, puts together its stamp program several years in advance. And it's not as if Johnson's centennial was a surprise, so why the last-minute announcement? And why Lady Bird Johnson? The press release cites her Beautifying America campaign, but most modern first ladies have a pet cause, and Johnson has more to recommend her than the beautification program. Although the press release doesn't mention it, she was a shrewd businesswoman, owning several radio and television stations in Texas. She also created the modern structure of the First Lady's office, and she continued her good work even after she left the White House. Members of the Texas congressional delegation are taking credit for getting the stamp, and while requests from members of Congress do get more attention, they make a lot of them and not all become stamps. Sometimes the Postal Service holds back announcing a stamp because they think the subject will get extra attention. I don't think that's the case here. Lady Bird Johnson is certainly worthy of being honored. The question, though, is why was this stamp added at the last minute? There's more to this story. As they used to say on the radio, stay tuned. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and to stay tuned on this issue, visit virtualstampclub.com.